are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
But what I want you to do is release and pronounce over the bone that life is coming. He told me in the midst of your discouragement, in the midst of your setback, to pronounce as you conclude this week. To pronounce in your life, it doesn't look like it, but endurance is coming to you. A supernatural ability to endure and to stretch and to extend yourself even further so God can get the glory in your life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Determined. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 through 18.
The essence for strength, supernaturally, not just power, not just physical strength, but supernaturally, he's going to release strength.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. The strength to endure and to be determined.
Yes,
and the age is not hell. He's not going to put hell in your life. He told me he's going to heal you. One of the reasons why we're not determined is because we're carrying the malady with us. The tumor is still there from the last experience. The tumor has not lessened. It has not shrunk. But God told me the tumors are about to shrink in your life. They will not drain vital blood flow. They will not sap life out of you. The tumor in uterus, the tumor in your vital organ, the tumor in your breast, the tumor in your head. God said, I curse the tumor. Woo, Jesus. And the tumor will shrink. Not you, the tumor will shrink.
Thank you.
Not you, you will not shrink. You are relentless. You are relentless. You are resilient. The opposite of resilience is shrinking. You will not shrink. Your tumor will shrink.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Prostate cancer will dry up.
Thank you, Lord.
I decree it in the name of Jesus that the cancer germ must die in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm chasing after the word, and I send the word. By the time you get home, check yourself. The tumor will shrink according to his word in the name of Jesus. He sent his word and healed them. He spoke with authority, and the germ had to die in the name of Jesus. And I come against it. There are doubters in the midst, but there's a few people that have faith with me. Stand with me in faith, and I curse it in Jesus' name. Curse the cancer germ. The claw must come out of you. I said the claw of cancer must come out of you. The claw of confusion must come out of you. In Jesus' name. Come on, receive your healing. The push. The power. The uncommon faith. The strength supernatural and healing in Jesus' name. You know what to do. Give him glory. You know what to do. You know what to do with an atmosphere like this. Give him glory. Woo. The Holy Ghost would like to encourage you. Come on, praise the Lord. Let's exalt his name together. Y'all don't know what tumors sound like when they come out. You don't even know the sound of deliverance. I hear the sound.
Oh, God.
You got to get familiar with God's move. Even demons come out with loud voices, tumors scream.
Woo, Jesus.
That's it, the sound of deliverance. Something's happening. Something's happening. Ow! Ow! The Holy Ghost wants to encourage you. The Holy Ghost says, I want to encourage you. Jesus. I'm just one praise from my breakthrough. You are just one praise from your breakthrough. Because anything can happen. With God, all things are possible to them which believe. Back. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop giving him the glory. Cancer claws must go. Tumors will shrink. Power, uncommon favor, strength and healing. Breakthrough sounds like. That's what breakthrough sounds like. That's what shrinking tumors sound like. That's what cancer being delivered sounds like. That's what regulating the mind sounds like. That's what healing sounds like. clap your hands again and give him the glory. You better praise him, mother. Ah. 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 Take your seat if you can. The Holy Ghost is already in the atmosphere. I have a message at 11 o'clock about the thick cloud, but he showed up here at 8 o'clock. I believe he will linger all day long because he's releasing something. He's releasing something to you. When you leave this mountain today, you will not be the same.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, praise God with mother. God is doing something. Clap your hands and give him the praise. The Holy Ghost would like to encourage you. Your fight, your prized fight, your championship fight, has not been for nothing. The struggles that you've endured has not been for nothing. There is a reward coming to you for the struggles that you've endured. The misunderstandings, the secret pain, the ball and the chain that you've been carrying. He saw your worship. Holy Ghost told me to tell you. Even in the midst of mistakes, he saw you. The God that sees me. And he's going to deliver you. The Lord told me to tell you that he's going to be faithful to his prophetic promise to you. He's going to make things right. There's a divine adjustment that's going on. Not only healing to your body, but things are about to align themselves. Even the planets are lining up. I can see brighter days. They're lining up, waiting for you to manifest. The Lord told me to tell you to shore up your foundation of faith. And as you shore up your foundation, the next level you will soar. Hallelujah. He's going to demonstrate himself to you as Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. Healing is not only coming to your body, it's coming to your house. And I see spiritual mold creeping up your walls. But his light is going to sanctify and kill the mold and bring brilliance back to your house. The mold is growing. Open up the shades when you get home. Because he's about to send healing. He's killing the mold. And you're going to see brighter days. Mm. I feel an unction in my spirit, but I don't want to be religious because I want to give you a shriek like, but I don't want to get out of the anointing. Right now, he has me calm, and I want to stick with it because he's doing surgery in you. The Lord is not only going to give you gifts of joy and breakthrough in this new era, this new season, but he is giving you a gift in the midst of your battle. I'm talking about strategy will be a gift for you. The Lord told me to pronounce sternly, endurance. He told me to announce and pronounce over your life, endurance, but to do it sternly. So I pronounce endurance. As he carried Ezekiel into the midst of the valley of dry bones. And he carried me out on the Lord's day and set me in the midst of the valley of dry bones. And behold, they were dry. And so he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. But what I want you to do is release and pronounce over the bones that life is coming. He told me in the midst of your discouragement, in the midst of your setback, to pronounce as you conclude this week. To pronounce in your life. It doesn't look like it, but endurance is coming to you. A supernatural ability to endure and to stretch and to extend yourself even further so God can get the glory in your life. As you walk with Jesus through this valley and through this season of intensity, allow him to do the work in you. He's teaching you in this situation what it means to endure. You don't learn endurance after the trial is over or when you're delivered. You learn endurance when you have to drag a cross. He's preparing you for the throne that he has for you, the dominion that he has for you in your future. He's training you to walk by faith, not by what you feel or what you see. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship of the breaking of bread and the prayer. And everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracle signs were done by the apostles. If you want to see the next level, you must be determined. You must devote yourself to the teaching. Go after the word. People want the next level, but they're not sound in the word. Go after the word. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Don't walk away from that or become casual. Where you at when it's time to get a Bible study? Where you at when it's time for devotion? Where you at when it comes to reading the word? Little word, little power. Much word, much power. If I could, I would infuse you with power. But the power didn't come from me. I'm just a channel of the power. You must get in the word. You must get in the word and stay there and be ready when Jesus comes. They devoted themselves. Look at that. They are determined to stick with the apostles' teaching. Then they fellowship. I want you to connect with the the fellowships here in the church. Glory to God.
Praise break.
Good. Commercial. Right here, we got these cups for sale at the TRM counter. Everybody needs a little quenching of the thirst. Praise break. Commercial. Now back to the program. You must follow up the teaching with fellowship. Write it in your notes. You grow warmer through fellowship. Isolation is not your place. Being alone is not your place. Brothers, what I saw with these women in this conference was amazing. If we can get that kind of energy, or at least half of it, we can do wonders here. We're not women. We're never going to be women. I don't like buck dancing preachers. Buck dancing. Just dancing all night, dancing all around, dancing. I'm not a buck dancer. I worship, right? This is my style. He knows who we are. I dance on the inside. We're not going to be the ladies. You don't have to be here at the church. But we should praise him. And we should give him glory. You lift up your hands and your heart and you bow your knee. Not only did they fellowship, you grow warmer in your fellowship, which simply means you grow cold and any body that's cold starts decomposing. You hasten the decomposition process when you get cold, and you grow cold when you block yourself from fellowship. Then they broke bread. They ate together. Amen. I want to see more dining room table fellowship. Amen. Some of you have the gift of hospitality. It doesn't mean you have to join the hospitality ministry here, but invite a few people from your church as the Lord leads you. Make sure you can trust them now. Amen. To your house. And use your table to help that. We're living in a day now where that's almost unheard of. Now, I had a man come to our church and say to me, where's the fellowship? I said, tell me a little bit about your background. Well, I just got out of jail. Well, we ain't bringing you to our house yet. We ain't going to no lady's house. You can get that out of your mind. Well, I'm part of the church where they brought people to the house. I said, listen to me, sir. You're not going to break into nobody's life like that. Go and get a job. If you need me to sing, I can sing on a Sunday for you. I said, let me hear you sing. He said, ooh. I said, you won't be singing on Sunday. You single too? You single? You're not going to use the stage to get about seven of them to give you numbers. Because that's what they do. Y'all get mad at me. I blocked a lot of stuff from happening here. I protected you. Because you got to get yourself together. When they are used, that doesn't mean they're your husband. Let God save them. Breaking the bread. Make sure you got people that you can trust. Make sure you're mentoring. That's what I believe the Lord wants me to tell you. Mentors. And lastly, they prayed. Every ministry of our church should have a delegate in the prayer ministry. Every lady in our church should be a part of Awaken, and every man should be a part of AIM. Diligently. But every ministry should have at least a delegate in prayer ministry. And when we do our harp and bowl in the future, we should be packed out in prayer. A harp and a bowl. We worship, the bowl represents prayer. Harp and bowl, a mixture of both. And you should be out here to get the endowment. When they stuck devoted with to the apostles' teaching, they fellowship, they broke bread, they mentored. And they prayed. Everyone was filled with awe. And I told you, God said he's going to bring back awe to you like a childlike wonder.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Determined, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-2408. That's reference number 2309-2408.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton Clark, who is more than just a person who stands before us each week to deliver a message. He is our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor worthy of honor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or in the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is available at Truth Revealed 2. Make checks payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line. Awaken Women, instead of the regularly scheduled fellowship, join Pastor Sabrina, the Health and Wellness Ministry, and a host of Truth Revealed family members in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk on Saturday, October 28th at the Avenue Vieira. Opening ceremony begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9 a.m. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app to sign up or donate. Children will have a wonderful experience with the Ministry of Education Mini Fall Festival on Sunday, October 29th in the Fellowship Hall. Please support this event by donating individually wrapped candies. For more details, email ced@truthrevealed.org.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.